Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You have reached a chosen generation, fellowship of churches. This is our worldwide revival. We are in for a treat. We come for no other reason but just to lift the name of Jesus up. We come to win souls, and souls shall be delivered. It's so important that we get the message out about the gospel. And we are here to do just that. And at this time, we're going to open our line up for our devotion. We're going to ask that Elder Milton give us a scripture reading, and we're asking that Prophet Brooks give us an opening prayer. Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints. Our scripture for this evening comes from the New Testament, Book of Hebrews. Chapter 13, verses 7 and 17. Remember your leaders who first taught you the word of God. Think of all the good that has come from their lives, and trust the Lord as they do. And 17, obey your spiritual leader and do what they say. Their work is to watch over your souls, and they know they are accountable to God. Give them reason to do this joyfully and not with sorrow. That would certainly not be for your benefit. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Amen. Amen. Let's go before the throne of grace for this opening prayer tonight. Oh, gracious and everlasting Father, we thank you on tonight for what has happened thus far this day. First and foremost, we ask that you forgive us for all our sins. Omission and commission, things we knew we did, things we knew not that we did. God, we thank you today. God, we ask you to come on the light tonight, God. Penetrate our hearts tonight, God. Oh, God, look on, get in every song, oh, God. Get in every testimony, God. Oh, God, send a word through your anointed vessel, hide behind the cross of Calvary, that she may speak all that which you have on his feet. Oh, God, let her decrease completely, that you may increase in totally, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we come against every demonic spirit, every satanic altar, every hoodoo, what's his spell, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, look on Apostle Thomas, oh, God. Those are apostles, you're all those that are in leadership, oh, God, all across the land, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. And we be ever so careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise, for you alone are worthy. And besides you, there is no other God. We thank you and we praise you, so that we apostolic and prophetic servant, undeniable, unchangeable. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people say amen. God bless you.
Amen, Apostle Thomas. Amen, amen. At this time, we'll have a selection from our own.
I'm sorry, my phone went on mute. I'm so sorry. And I was just talking. Amen. At this time, we'll have a selection by Sister Robinson.
Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. that grace appear. The hour I first believed, through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already called. His grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see.
God bless you.
Amen, amen. A grace and maze. I just thank God on tonight for our devotion team. I thank God for Elder Melton. I thank God for Prophet Brooks, and to our Sister Robinson for our devotion. And at this time, we're going to have a welcome and announcements by General. Amen.
Amen. Amen. On behalf of the Chosen Generation Fellowship of Churches, Chief Apostle Dr. D.A. Thomas, we welcome you to our world revival, putting on the whole armor of God. We welcome the callers and listeners from the East Coast to the West Coast, from up north to down south. We welcome the callers and listeners from all over the world to this worldwide revival, putting on the whole armor of God. Tomorrow night's speaker will be Apostle Teresa Bridgeforth at 5:30. Again, tomorrow night's speaker will be Apostle Teresa Bridgeforth at 5:30 tomorrow evening. A Chosen Generation Holy Convocation will be this July 8th through 12th. July 8th, 9th, and 10th will be on this line at 5:30. July 8th, which will be Men's Night, the 9th will be Women's Night, and the 10th will be the Youth Night. We will have a morning session and an evening session. The morning session starts at 11:30. The evening session starts at 5:30. So please tune in and get a word from the Lord on both sessions. And on July 12th, which was our official day, information will be forthcoming about that day. We will be consecrating apostles, bishops, giving out doctrines on that day. But information will be forthcoming on that day. If there's anyone on the line that would like to participate in our holy convocation, feel free to contact Chief Apostle Dr. D.A. Thomas at area code 310-590-5572. Again, 310-590-5572. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, General, for those announcements. Let us govern ourselves accordingly. And at this time, is there anyone that's on the line that would like to give us a selection at this time? Someone on the line will give us a song. We have any singers out there?
I can give you another one if you need one.
Amen.
Before you do that, let me bring forth the speaker, and then after that selection, then you will be in the hands of the speaker. But at this time, I would like to introduce and present to others a woman of God that is well-versed in the Word of God, a woman that loves God. This is a woman, she's a mother, and she's someone that has been around. Someone is not afraid of the Word, and she's no other than Kenilyn Wright, Pastor Kenilyn Wright. And after this election, the next voice that you will hear would be Pastor Wright. Amen. So at this time, we'll have a selection, another selection by Sister Robinson.
All right. I will sing, Yield Not to Temptation. Just a moment. I am pulling it up now. Just one moment, I'm pulling it up.
Amen, amen. We just thank God for you and thank God for your voice.
Yes,
if I could sing, I would sing.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I will go on and sing. Oh, here it is. Yeah, okay. Let me go back. I'm going to switch out and sing. God has smiled on me. I'm going to substitute God has smiled on me. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. He is the source of all my joy. He fills me with his love. The grace that I employ, he sends down from above. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good. He's been good. He's been good to me. God bless you.
God bless you. Praise the Lord, saints. Can you hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Greetings on this evening. Greetings to Chief Apostle Thomas, Apostle Russell, General Shaw, Apostle Milton, Bishop Whitfield, Mother Georgina, Prophetess Johnson, Evangelist Brown, Senior Elder Milton, and all those that have graced this prayer line this evening. I also like to give honor to my bishop, Bishop Kenneth Ulmer, and his wife, Tagata Ulmer, and to pastor of first of all, the Faithful Central Bible Church in Inglewood. And then I also like to give honor to Pastor Sharon Pollard of Set the Captain Free Deliverance Ministry. Amen. Amen. Father God, we come to you this day, Father God, giving you glory and honor, Father God, thanking and praising you for who you are. We glorify you, we magnify you, for you alone are worthy. Father, as we go and hear what it is that your spirit is saying today, we ask that your oracle speak through your servant on today, Father God. We ask that the Holy Spirit reign in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that all those that are under the sound of my voice, Lord God, have the ear to hear what it is that you have to say today, Father God. Open up hearts and minds, Father God, to receive what it is that you are saying to the church on today. Father, as I decrease and you increase in me, we ask, Lord God, that you heal the sick, you open the blinded eyes, and that you recover the hearts and minds of your people on today, Father God. We give you all the glory and all the honor in Jesus' name. Amen, saints. If you would turn with me to Matthew 6, chapter. We're going to read from the 24th verse all the way to the end of 34. Amen. And it says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Amen. We're in a time of so much unrest. There's sickness, disease, mental illness. People are having financial turmoil. We have family issues, some political unrest based on lies. We have racial inequality, racial disparities, religious conflict, anxieties, and confusions of all manner. today's technology and the technological advances, we have so many opinions going forth. Voices from every corner of the earth. From the basic person to the person in position or power, authority, or influence. God is wondering himself, where is he in the midst of all of this? So ladies and gentlemen, today, my assignment tonight is simply this, to pose a question God is asking the house today. Do you trust me? Do you trust God? Do you trust him? We see here in Matthew, God is saying, you can't serve two masters. Either you will hate the one or love the other, but you can't do both. We find in Revelation 3, verse 16, that God tells us that if you're lukewarm, if you're not hot or cold, he's going to spit you out of his mouth. You have to be one or the other. You cannot be both. In verse 25 to 31, God says, take no thought at all. No thought in anything. None of these things. For in Isaiah 55 and 9, he tells us, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Verse 30 talks about, he says, it's because of your little faith. Your little faith in him, your little faith in his promises to you, your little faith in his voice to you, little faith in the Holy Spirit, little faith in the cross and the death that he suffered, little faith in his salvation. O ye of little faith. When we go down and we read in verse 32, it talks about the Gentiles. It says that after you read from verse 25 to 31, and God tells us not to take any thought into any of the things of this world, things that we're going to eat, the things that we're going to wear, the places that we should go, any of that. He tells us, don't even think about any of those things. And then we hear in Isaiah, he tells us, because his thoughts are not our thoughts, his ways are not our ways, they're higher than ours. In 32, he tells us that that's not for the saints. Ordinary people seek that. The unsaved people seek that. And he knows that you need these things. He is concerned about our concerns. In Psalms 138:8, he says, the Lord will perfect which concerns me. God is concerned with what concerns us. And we have a lot of concerns. But the verse that I wanted to really get to, which is the premise of the title today, is verse 33. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God says, seek him. He says, seek his kingdom, seek his right standing. And then after he says all of that, he tells us again in verse 34, take no thought. But he adds, not only does he say take no thoughts in the things that we're concerned with on the daily things, he tells us don't even take any thought in tomorrow, because tomorrow has its own problems. You thought you had problems today. Well, tomorrow's got its own. So don't even think about that. Don't even think about those issues. Do you trust God? When the acknowledgement of the pandemic hit the U.S., we had all these voices. We had religious leaders, organizations, Christians, people of influence, political, of all kinds of voices going forth. And a lot of the voices that were in the Christian community were quoting 2 Chronicles 7:14, saying, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. We heard that so many times, so many different ways because of the pandemic. People were seriously quoting it, but it became a cliche of some sort, not the effect that God wanted it to be. None of us really adhere to what the scripture was saying. Some may, but not many. Saints, God is not pleased with us, his people. He is a jealous God who is not willing to share us with any other. He tells us in Galatians 6 and 7, be not deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, so shall he reap. We cannot be ignorant of Satan and his devices in this time. But God still wants to know, do you trust him? After that first pandemic came about all the COVID and all the sickness and diseases and all the voices going forth telling people that it's because of the church and it was because of this and that, we still have people running around panic. It added to people's anxieties. You had everybody in the home. Now you have economic unrest and you have all of these situations going on and people are not knowing which to go and which way to turn. And then we were hit with another pandemic right after we started getting used to what we considered our new normal. 2020 came in with a big bang. It is definitely a new era. It is definitely a new decade. It is definitely a year and a decade like none other. The pandemic that we were hit with right after the first was the racial inequality and injustices. But the interesting thing about it, it's been around since the Bible days. It's never gone anywhere. It just became out of focus. It's always been a problem. It's always been a pandemic. But now it's become a worldwide pandemic, just as the coronavirus. I wonder, is God trying to get our attention? When that pandemic came again, now we're hearing all these voices. Once again, we're hit with the voices and opinions of leaders, representatives, what to believe, what not to believe, who to follow, who not to follow. And in all of it, we're like, what do we do? And again, God is saying, be not deceived. I am not mocked. Whatever man soweth, he shall reap. Who are we really trusting today? Instead of the church coming in this time to rise up, we are having to ask the Lord to revive us. Instead of us on our knees asking the Lord to help us, please, get through this life with a little ease, we're having to focus on where others are putting their knees, making sure that we are screaming out, I can't breathe. In Isaiah 55 and 11, God says, so shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Our families are watching us and what we do to get through all this. So they will know what to do. Our children are watching and asking questions. Those unsaved loved ones that see us as Christians saying, oh, God is this and God is that, are watching us in this time. We got worldwide pandemic, unrest, protests, and all manner of sickness and diseases, and people are dying left and right. Where is the church? Where are we at? Last I checked, God said that we have power of life and death and lies in our tongue. Who are we trusting? What are we saying that is not us praying? Are we talking about when are things going to change? We need a new president. I can't breathe. Black Lives Matter. No justice. No peace. Stop the killing. Well, I know in Philippians 4 and 7, God said that his peace surpassed all of our understanding. And he also told us in Philippians 4, 5, and 6, he told us, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Who are we trusting? All these voices. Whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe God? Or are you going to believe man? God is saying, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, he shall reap. God sees and he knows. But he wants souls. He wants your soul. He wants our soul. He asks us in Matthew 6:33. To seek him first, his kingdom, and his righteousness, his right standing. And when we do that, all things will be added if we just trust and believe. It was never God's intent to allow all power to lie in man's hands. God is not a God that he should lie. Nor the Son of Man that he should be. We need to be very mindful of what we do moving forward. We need to be very mindful of how we respond in this time. God is telling us that it's not by might nor by power, but it's by his Spirit. He told us and gave us a commandment to love him, to keep his commandments, and he will manifest himself in us. God is wondering today, saints, are we really seeking him? Are we seeking him first? Are we seeking his kingdom and his righteousness? Because this seems to me that the voices that are being talked and the voices that everybody are listening to, they're crying out what a president is lying and the political press and all the police and what everybody's doing. And you got the TV turned on here. You got the radio turned on then. When you look to the left, you look to the right. You got all these voices. Where is God? Do you trust him? Oh, but I'm a Christian. Oh, but I love God. Where is the church in today? Saints, there is a war cry going on. Let them hear that have an ear what the Spirit is saying to the church in this hour. The war cry that is going on, because there's been a decree set since the foundations of the world, a decree to kill our men from the beginning of time. You had the decree sent out with Moses when Pharaoh was trying to kill Moses. You had the decree sent out with Joseph when Herod was trying to kill Jesus. God is looking for the Moseses of the times when the Pharaohs are coming around. He's looking for the Josephs of the times when the Herods are trying to kill. He's looking for Hannahs and Shunammite women and Esther. And he's looking for Mary, those that are going to trust God until the fullness of time, until his purpose is revealed. Whose voices are we listening to? There's a war cry going forward, indeed. Will the church heed? It's time out for listening to all those voices with a bunch of noises, listening to all those lies that can't even stay lies. Where are the true worshipers at today? The ones who labor on Christ's back, 40 stripes, save one, he died. And he was the Son of the Most High. Revive us, Lord. God is asking, do you trust me? Do you trust me? My voice. Do you trust me enough that you will seek my face? Seek my face even though you don't see my hand. Do you trust me enough that you'll stop listening to all those voices and listen to mine? Revive us, Lord. We are fresh off of Pentecost Sunday, where the power from the Holy Ghost fell with power from on high, because the people sought God on one accord. Where is the church at today? We also had another revival time, Azusa. It lasted almost 9 years, about 8.5 years. Power from on high, because the people prayed and sought God on one accord. And prayer changes things. History shows us that prayer changes things. Before there was a call to action, there was a revival in his people through prayer and relationship with him in unity. Moses had to get time to himself before God used him in action. He had to go before God in prayer, so much so that the people couldn't even stand to look at him when the time came. Daniel was so much in prayer that he was willing to be thrown in a lion's den and didn't have a problem with it because he knew his God would. The three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were so secure in God's voice and what he was telling them in their hours that they said that God can, and if he don't, then that's what he chooses to do. But we still will stand with him. They didn't listen to the voices of the people and the situations and the stuff that was going around. There's always been unrest from the Bible, from the beginning to the end. There's always been unrest. This is nothing new, saint. Elijah had to deal with 400 false unrest prophets and the king that and the queen that was over them. Wasn't nothing new to God. He used one person to set the things of the foolish to show them that he was God. Jeremiah, Isaiah, Micah, we can go on. Jesus, Paul, the disciples, they all had to change. They all were the people that had to go through the change through prayer before unity came about and before the voice of action could happen. Prayer changes things, saints. If we want to see victory, if we want to see a victory, we have to know that the battle belongs to the Lord. God takes what the enemy meant for evil and turns it to good. Do you trust him? Revive us again, Lord. History repeats itself, except when we, who belong to the Lord, changes through prayer. There's a revival coming, saints. There's a revival coming. A revival of monumental measure. One that will bring in an influx of souls from every walk of life, every persuasion, every nation. Will we, the church, be ready? God said, what is done on earth shall be done in heaven. We got white, black, Asians right now that are in, that have been impacted with COVID. White, black, Asians that have been emotionally impacted with the racial disparities and injustices done to God's people of color. It's done on earth. Are we trusting God for the heaven to come? The enemy always comes as a beacon of light, but under false pretenses, ahead of the truth and the true light. The worldwide pandemic, the worldwide crisis of injustice, Now it's time for the worldwide revival of God's Holy Spirit to cause the change that we need. Saints, this is a shifting in the atmosphere and a season for the world to be revived unto the uttermost parts of the earth. This is not going to be a situational prayer, a shift, but a lifestyle of prayer, saints. God says, my house shall be called a house of prayer, and a den of thieves shall not come in. Do you trust me? Do you trust me enough? Will your commitment be to me, or will your commitment be to man? Will you listen to my voice, or will you listen to another? He said, will you seek him above all else, his kingdom, his righteousness? What God has given you, will you seek it? Your assignment he's given you. Even when you see strange, seem strange to others and peculiar to others, he said that you're a chosen people, a chosen generation, a peculiar. You're different. You're not going to be like nobody else. Stop fitting in. Will you trust him in your insecurity? Will you recognize your places that he's putting you in? God said, do not believe the deception of the devil has placed, robbing people of their peace, their time, and their space. God has for you. Don't let the blinders stay on everyone's eyes and ears today where you don't hear. The devil feels he's won, and he will if you don't have them removed from you today through the obedience that he has called us to do. The Lord said, the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. My sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Do you trust me? That means even the voices of our own head, the voices on the TV, the voices that tells us that we're not worthy, oh, we can't do this, that we're not good enough. The voices from our childhood that told us that we are not pretty. The voices that we heard that told us our color of our skin can't get us in. The voices, which ones will you hear? Trust God. Trust him today, saints. If you don't know him today, will you open up your heart and let him in to be the voice of reason so that you can only hear him today? He didn't say it would be easy. He didn't say that you wouldn't have hurt in your heart. He didn't say that it wouldn't bring tears to your eyes. He didn't say that we wouldn't lose someone or lots of someone. He didn't say we wouldn't lose some things or have to leave some places. He didn't even say that we wouldn't face hard times or being mistreated, abused, and misused. But he did say, to do so without knowing the outcome. Will you trust him today? Let them have it, that have an ear, hear what the Spirit is saying to the Lord, to those that hear. Amen. If we will only trust in him with all of our hearts and lean not to our own understanding, acknowledge him in all of our ways, he will direct the path that we take. That's what he tells us in Proverbs 5 and 6. Vengeance is God, saying, he shall repay. Hear God's voice today so that we can now be the voices that is needed in this season and this hour of shift. Amen. Will you hearken unto him today? Will you accept him if you don't know him today? Will you acknowledge that you've been listening to all the wrong voices, making all the wrong choices? Will you acknowledge that you haven't been on bended knees instead of worrying about what others want you to do so you can please them? Are you trusting in the wrong things, in the lies of the politics and the unrest and the Congress and all those that sit in power of influence? Hey, we're all here doing God's time. Jesus walked the earth with Caesar. And all those that put him, Pilate, they were all here. They were still doing all those things. But he listened to his father. And a stranger he did not follow.
He did his assignment so that he can change the world for today and for tomorrow. Will you adhere to the voice of God today? Do you really? Do you trust me? God is asking you, saints. Do you trust me? Take no thought for tomorrow, for the tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself, sufficient in the days of the evil thereof. God is not mocked. Be not deceived, saints. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. Will we be ready in this hour for the war cry that is born forth? Are you trusting God's voice? Are you trusting that of another? Amen. God bless you, Apostle.
Amen, amen, amen. What a word, what a word that we have heard. Where is the church, and will the real church stand up? We are promoting one church, one people, one voice, gathering together. We need to take our church back. Where is the church in all of this? Amen. And I can see that the churches are closed. And I ask the question, why? Soon as I asked that question, then I heard that them saying that the church was in the same category as entertainment. So that's where our church is. That's where our church is located. Our church is located along with the theaters and the sports. And that's what they think about the church of today. But I'm asking that will the real church stand up? Because when we go back, we need to go back and take our church back. We need to be in the category with the hospital. We need to be essential. We should not have the world to look at us as entertainment, going in, singing, clapping our hands, shouting, and then leave out the same way, going home and being the same way. It is time that we take our church back. It should be healing. It should be deliverance. We should have all of that going on in our church. As she said, we're looking for the Ruths. We're looking for the Esthers. Where are you? We're looking for the midwives. Where are you? Let us stand up today. And let the day be the day that you would say that I'm taking the church back. The church will stand. And the church will do what it was designed to do. Because God is not mocked. Amen. You've heard the word on today. She has given you the invitation on today. Now we're going to unmute all phones. And you will be able to answer that call. I've heard and understood that some have been in church all of their life, but they were still not being born again. Still have not answered the call. But just because you've been sitting in the church doesn't make you saved. No more than you stand in a garage, it makes you a car. I'm going to unmute the line. And now, if there is someone that has been sitting in church but have not known Christ as your personal Savior, if you have not been born again, she's given you the call. Would there be one that's going to be standing in the need of prayer saying that it is I want to change, turn my life around. I went to church because I went out of habit. I went because my husband was the pastor. My mother was the pastor. My father, my uncle was in leadership. I went out of habit. It's time that we turn around. When we go back with force and taking our church back. We've heard the word on today by the woman of God. So the line is unmuted. Would there be one to answer the call? Not her call, but answer God's call. Would
there be one today. Amen. I give you a minute to think about it. It's because if we was in the church and they took up an offering, it might have taken 30 minutes taking up an offering. But now we are talking about salvation. We are talking about your soul that needs to be cared for. So it's a little time to ponder. What is it that you need?
For you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Let us not be lost today. We've heard the word.
I don't know where.
Yes.
Oh, you Lord. Said I don't know where. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on you, Lord. Said I don't mind praying. Said I don't mind praying. I don't mind praying. To you, Lord, that I don't mind praying.
Yes.
I don't mind praying. That I don't mind praying.
This is what the revival
is. That I don't mind crying. That I don't mind crying. But I don't mind crying to you, Lord.
Ooh, God. Let us look in the mirror.
But I don't mind crying. But I don't mind crying. I don't mind crying to you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Was there anyone that's standing in the need of prayer on today? Amen. We know that you're born again and know that you're saved, but you just might be going through a financial situation. Might be just a family member that you need to stand in the gap for. Might be a neighbor.
Oh, my God.
Let us not sit silent and hurt in silence.
I'm asking for prayer for my grandmother tonight. She's in the hospital on a feeding tube. Amen. So I'm asking.
Asking prayer for his grandmother that is in the hospital. And I don't know if Pastor Wright wants to pray one at a time or take all at one time. Would there be another?
Prayer for myself. Deacon Parker.
Deacon Parker is asking prayer for himself. Now, knowing, is there another at this?
Yes.
Sister Robinson, I hear your voice.
Yes, I've been under the weather, and I would like for her to pray for me also, please.
Oh, amen. Sister Robinson, I heard another voice.
Yes, this is Sister Townsend, Glory Townsend. I just need prayer for myself. I've been struggling at work and, you know, trying to get custody of our grandson, so I just need a lot of prayer. I've been going through a lot. Thank you.
That's all that happened.
You should have thought of that before you got pregnant.
Uh-oh. Somebody done got pregnant. We're praying for that, too. Amen. Would there be another? Amen. At this time.
Yes, I would like prayer. Yes, I would like prayer for my
I have a sister-in-law that's going to have a procedure done on her heart this coming Tuesday. Her name is Mary. I want to pray for her. And also for a nephew, his name is Earl Foreman. He's going through some challenges, and his body just got out of the hospital, and I'm praying God to be able to release that fluid that he's having built up. And I have an uncle in the nursing home. I want to just pray God for him. His name is Dave. And I want to continue to lift up my father. He's 96 years old, Mr. Sammy Coleman, that God will continue to keep him in his right mind and keep away hurt, harm, and danger. And also, I just want to just pray for families today. Lift up families, marriages. The enemy seems to be attacking marriages and attacking our men. And I just want to have prayer. Just pray for them and pray God to just put his love in the hearts of us as a people. And that's my prayer real quick.
Amen. Amen. Would there be another at this time?
Yes, good day to you all. My name is Nicole Williams, and I would like to pray for Marcus Solomon. He has been wrongfully accused. His life pretty much is in danger spiritually, mentally, emotionally. And I would also like to pray for myself that my actions shall be aligned with my beliefs.
Beautiful shit. Mm. Yeah.
And I'd like to pray for being grateful for everybody on this line, especially the word tonight and all of your prayers. I appreciate you all.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you. Ooh, Jesus. Amen. Would there be another?
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. My name is Jean Newby. Will you pray that I have asthma and it's really been kicking up? And I just need prayer.
Amen. Amen. Would there be another? Amen. At this time, we're going to turn the floor back over to our speaker. She's going to pray at this time.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for visiting us today, Father God. We thank you for showing up like never before, Father God. Father, we ask your Holy Spirit to come, rest, rule, and abide right now, Lord God, as we invoke, Lord God, for your healing power, Father God, for your deliverance, Father God, for your saving grace, Father God, for your healing power over the mind, over the heart, over sickness, over disease, Lord God. We pray for Marcus today, Father God, for you said that you intercede on our behalf, Father God, and that you are our lawyer in the courtroom. Father, we ask for justice, your justice to be served, the righteousness of your justice on behalf of Marcus today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, as we stand in the gap and intercede, Father God. You said that there are more with us than there are with them, and we stand today trusting and believing that Marcus, Lord God, is your child and that you have his best at hand. We're looking for a good report, your report, none other, Father God, but yours, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for Nicole, who has a mind to think of him today. We pray for her enough, Lord God, that she thought enough of him and not herself. Lord, heal her, Lord God. Heal her, Lord God. Redeem her, Lord God, in her soul and her spirit where she needs to be redeemed, Father God. Redeem, Lord God, those thoughts and those things that have gone through, the negative aspects that have been placed in her mind, Lord God, to try to play over and over again, Lord God. Remove them today in the name of Jesus. Cast away the spirit of fear. Give her power. Give her love and a sound mind right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father, we thank you for the grandmother, Father God, that is in the hospital, Father God, on a feeding tube, Lord God. We know that you're the God that sustains all living things, Father God. You are the living God and the true and only God. You give us life and the power thereof. So, Father, as they are giving her natural nourishment, we ask your spiritual embarkments, Lord God, to embody her today. We ask your angels to encamp around her today, Father God, your guardian angels, your ministering angels, Father God, to go into her, Lord God, and allow her to see and feel your presence, Father God, that when she's awake, she invokes your Holy Spirit and how she's seen you in this hour, Lord God, and how you fed her from manna on high.
that no man can feed her with, Father God. We thank you for restoration in her body, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, go with the grandson right now. Give him peace in his heart and his mind that you are the ultimate God and the ultimate deliverer of all, that you're the healer of all. Let him trust you on today, that you have his grandmother in his hand, in your hands, and that you even have his concerns. For you said that what is concerning us concerns you. Father, we thank you today that you're being with him. We ask you to look upon Deacon Park, Lord God, for all the things that he is asking you for that he hasn't seen manifestation of. We ask you, Lord God, for you to build his trust even more, that he seeks you like never before and not worry about the outcome of the things that he needs and the situations and the places and all the places that he has the desire to do things with, Father God. Let him seek your kingdom and your righteousness and that you will add the things that concern to him, unto him, Father God, in this hour. Let him hear what it is that your spirit is saying unto his church today, Father God. We thank you for Sister Robinson, Lord God, how you're healing her body right now, even in her stomach, Father God, and how you're healing all her immune system and going about her bloodstream, Father God. You're healing all the pressures that have been aligned in her body that hasn't lined up according to the way you created her from the foundations of the earth, Father God. For you said that every hair on her head that you knew while she was even in her mother's womb, Father God. We thank you for healing her, Father God. And that no longer under the weather, but above, Lord God, above, Father God, walking in fullness and health and strength, Father God. We thank you today. Father, we ask you to go upon and look upon Gloria today, Father God. Look upon Gloria in her home, her husband and her children and all the situations. Father, you said for the battle is not ours, but is yours. That you said that you always intercede on our behalf, that you stand in the courtroom and be that. When the devil brings up things, that you are our lawyer and that you prosecute the devil on our defense and our behalf. You said vengeance is yours, that you are the one and nobody else can stand before you. Father, you're the judge and the prosecutor and all the defenses that we need today. Be there for Gloria and her family as they battle. Not with flesh and blood, battling in the spirit of all the principalities and the wickedness in the high places, Lord God, that is trying to stop her family from going forward in all the things that you will have her to be in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that you are the Almighty God, and we trust and believe that your hand of grace and mercy is in this for the testament and the testimony of your will and purpose and design that you have for this Townsend family today. Father, even for that person that was unwittingly and unknowingly online talking about someone being pregnant, we thank you for going into that home right now, Father God, and restoring that relationship and healing the hearts and the minds of the situation. Lord God, easing the anger and the hurt that was behind it, whatever the situation that caused it, Lord God. You, Father God, are the one that is in control. And we ask you because you see all, know all, and you're in it all. We thank you for going there today, Father God. We ask you to look upon my sister-in-law, Mary, Lord God, and heal her, Father God. Heal her, Father God, where she needs to be healed. We ask you to look upon Earl Foreman, Lord God, and heal him, Father God. Remove the fluid, Lord God. Allow it to flow the way that you created his body to, fluidly, Lord God, that there be no blockage, there be no swelling, Lord God, that it be smooth, Father God, operating. There be no air pockets and no bubbles or any of the such things that is not common to you in the body, in the name of Jesus. Look upon Dave in the nursing home today, Father God. Protect him and keep him from all sickness and manner of disease, and even from affecting his mental capacity of not having people to visit. Father God, you know, be his communicator and be his entertainer, Father God. Be his comforter upon all comfort today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to even look upon Sammy Coleman. We thank you for longevity of life, Father God, and we continue to praise you and glorify you for how you continue to work in his life today, Lord God. We magnify you for what you're doing, the testament of his longevity and the things that he's seen, the places that he's gone, the testament of his legacy that you will give unto his family. Father, we thank you today. Lord, we pray for Gene Newman, Lord God. You are the air that we breathe. You are the air that we breathe. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that comes upon and overtakes us, that comes in like a flood, like a mighty rushing wind. And we thank you for clarity in her lung capacity, Lord God, clearing out the cloudiness where the enemy tried to use it for evil. Lord, you are the reason that we have our being, that we can be here and breathe today. We thank you for breath of life in Jean. We thank you for clarity, removing asthma, Father God. No longer life and death is in our power of our tongue, and we speak life today. No longer, Father God, claiming the report that asthma. We claim your report that by your stripes, 40 saved, one, we are healed. You took them for us, every last one of Father God. And we thank you for that. We claim our healing today over the entire prayer line, Father God. For the marriages, Lord God, the families that you, we all represent, Father God. There are hurts and discomfort. There are things that are going on in our minds and having to explain why kids are out of school and now having to explain the disparities that are going on. Father, help us today, Father God, to help our families. Lord, help us to be the midwife for us men, Father God. Help us carry it all through to the fulfillment of your time, like Mary, Father God. She didn't say anything, but she carried you to the fullness of time. Let us carry our men today, Father God. Our men, our husbands, our uncles, our children, Lord God, our sons, our nephews, Lord God, our friends and our brothers, those that call us mother from another, our co-workers that are men that don't understand from another color. Lord, help us carry them through. Give us the strength of Esther's and Hannah's and Ruth's and Naomi's, Lord God. Give us the strength, Lord God, today to be the women that you have called us to be. Father God, we thank you for this revival. We thank you for setting us aside during this time. Lord, we look upon marriages and how you're bringing them all together as one, for it is honorable unto you, Lord God. We thank you for the husbands being the head of the homes and the wives being the submitted ones, Lord God, honoring their husbands and respecting them, and the husbands respecting and loving their wives, Father God. That they are the examples for their children, Father God. We thank you today, Father God, for your mercy and your grace being upon all of us today, Father God. Lord, thank you for forgiving us enough. You knew that we would do what we do, and that's why you asked your Father before you took your last breath to forgive us, because you knew we didn't know what we were doing. Thank you for knowing us enough and loving us more than we love ourselves today, Father God. Thank you for loving us more than we ever even knew to love ourselves, Father God. Thank you for your hand of grace and your mercy. We ask you, Father God, to look upon the apostle of this line, Lord God. Continue to protect her from every attack of the enemy, Lord God, from every witchcraft, every devil, and every enemy tactic that tries to scheme and plot against her in ministry, Father God. We thank you for the vision that you've given her, Lord God, for opening up for the next pandemic that's coming of the worldwide revival. Lord, we're looking because you're bringing in the influx today. And we're sitting today, Father God, as we heard the war cry, Father God, we are sitting to seek so that we can hear your voice. And as strangers, we will not follow, Father God. We will sit at your feet as Mary did and not be busy like Martha today, Father God, to hear what it is that you said. We will be like Mary and put the oil of our alabaster upon you, Lord God, preparing for your next transition to us today, Father God. Holy Spirit, have your way like never before. Let the freshness of your oil saturate and penetrate this world over and over and over again, Lord God. Let it penetrate the floor and cover it with your Holy Spirit, that none that underneath it can stand, that your power is more than Pentecost, and your power is more than Azusa, that your power ushers in this end time, your Spirit to come again. Father, we thank you. Help us today, Father God. Revive us like we need to be, Lord God. Open up the clouded ears that were stuck in unhearing, Father God. Remove the veil of the blind eyes today, Father God. Remove the shield that has been placed over our hearts so that we will be able to love again. Father, all the hurts and all the pains that were caused, allow them to be ashes that turn into beauty today, Father God. We give you glory and we give you honor like never before, Father God. And we ask you to reign, rule, and rest upon us this hour in your precious Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, amen. Father God, we ask that you touch our speaker on tonight. Father God, we ask you to return to Virtue everything that she had poured out, oh God. We ask that you return it to her, oh God. Father God, we ask that let it not be any backlash to come against her. Father God, we ask you to continue to take her down in the depths of you, oh God. Continue to bring her back up with a rhema word, oh God. Father God, we ask you to cover her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Father God, and we thank you for the word that she has brought on today. So we ask you to continue to bless her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
At this time, we're going to open the floor up. If anyone would like to, I would like for her to give her cash out. Yay. And if anyone would like to sow a seed into her, you may do so. And then also,
amen,
we open the line up if anyone that just want to thank the woman of God for such a powerful word on this evening. The floor is now open.
Amen. My Cash App, Apostle, is $ Kendall and Wright, and that is $ KENDOLYNWRIGHT. $ Kendall and Wright. Amen.
Amen. And if somebody didn't get that, then you can get in contact with me, and I will give it to you. Amen. The floor is open if anyone want to thank the woman of God.
This is Ms. Robinson, and I would like to thank the woman of God for her encouraging and powerful message that she gave tonight. I just could hear the sincerity in it, and it was just beautiful. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Would there be another?
Yes, this is General. I would like to thank the woman of God for a powerful word on this evening. Bless you, woman of God.
This is Mother Georgiana. I enjoyed the word. May the sister be blessed, and Lord take our high and use her.
Amen.
I want to thank God tonight for the word. This is Mother Pearl. I thank God for my sister, Kendallin, Pastor Kendallin. What a beautiful word, and I just want to thank God for her tonight. As we are together often in my prayer line, sister, I thank God you always, God always uses you. And I'm just thanking God for just bless my soul tonight to just want to go high and do more for the Lord. God bless you, and I just pray God continue, and I know you're going to continue to let him use you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
I just want to thank the woman of God tonight. This is Naomi, my sister, Kendallin, Pastor Kendallin, for that word and just to remind us of whose report are we going to believe and just to really not listen to our own minds and listen to all this surrounding noise, but to really tune that out and to listen to God. So I thank you, sister, for that word.
Amen. God bless
Hello.
You.
Hello.
Hello, this is Marquita. And I want to say thank you, Mom, for the word that you put forth, and it was beautiful and powerful, and it just keeps reminding me every time I hear you pray and see you pray, which is like every day, 24/7, how like strong of a woman of God you are, and it encourages me to try to, you know, balance my life and stay on track, or get on track and then stay on track. So thank you for being the powerful woman you are. And my mom is that. Love you.
Thank you. Love you too, sweetie.
What a word, what a word on tonight. From the great woman of God. This is Prophet Brooks. Amen. I'm sitting back. God, I took so many notes from this word of God tonight. I got two books sitting in front of me. Hallelujah. But I honor the woman of God on tonight. What a word. This is the type of word that people try to run from when we should be running toward it. Amen. Woman of God, I told the apostle to call me afterwards. I'm going to release that. But there's a word the Lord said. He said it's time to come up, and it's time for an upgrade. And he said to tell you access granted. He said, access granted. He said, your life is not, your living the way you do is not in vain. He said, it's not in vain. He said, I'm going to give you every prayer you ever asked me, even the ones you thought I forgot about. He said, I'm about to answer every prayer, every desire, because your heart towards me is pure. He said, access granted. Access granted. Oh my
God. Amen.
Bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you on tonight, Pastor Wright. This is Evangelist Sharon. God bless you, and God continue to use you to come forth in the things that he's called you to do. Amen.
God bless you. Handle it.
Pastor Wright, I want to thank you for the word tonight. We're very excited to follow your ministry. You just blessed our heart tonight internationally. We thank you for being obedient and reminding us of who we're going to listen to, whose report. And to stay focused on the Lord through all of this that's going on right now. So this is Sister Lisa. You are a very good friend of mine. And I just thank you for inviting me and, you know, getting this out early enough for me to spread the word so that we can continue to reach out and bless the saints and those that are not saints that need to be encouraged. So thank you, Pastor Ray.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. This is Elder Milton. And to Pastor Wright, thank you so much for being obedient to God and bringing us the message that he gave you to give us. Thank you so very much.
God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. The floor is still open. Amen. At this time, we're going to give room for the National Apostle, Apostle York J. Milton. Are you still online? I think we've lost him. But at this time, I would like to thank the speaker for an awesome word on tonight, and I say to you, stay on the wall. Don't come down. I'd like to thank our devotion team for the scripture and the prayer and the song on tonight. I thank you for being so faithful. And at this time, we're going to turn the service back over to our speaker. And she will give the final remarks and the benediction. Amen. Pastor Wright.
Amen. Amen. Bless everyone on the line. Thank you for the beautiful words that have gone forth from family, friends, and the prophet. God is so gracious, and I just thank God for it all. I just want to encourage everyone on this line that we have to take God at his word. Whatever he has said shall come to pass. His word cannot go back to him void. If he said it, it will come to pass. He will bring to remembrance all things, all things. Be mindful of your words. Be mindful of the things you say. Be mindful of the people you say them to. Be mindful of how you say them. Be mindful that we have life and death in our tongue, and that God is looking for us to speak life, because he is looking for souls. He is looking for souls. We are in the end times. This is not the end, but we are in, and he is coming again. He is looking for the true worshiper that will worship him in spirit and in truth. And that requires us to seek him like none other. Seek him when we don't know what to do. Seek him when we think we know what to do. Seek him just because we can. Be that one. Acknowledge him as your friend. Call him up. Say good night. Say good morning. Say hey. When you stand and you're by yourself, know that he is right there. You don't have to talk to yourself, because he's there. And believe me, he's listening. And if you ask him, be very, very mindful. He will give you answers. Are you ready for this influx of people that are coming in? We're going to have all kinds of people, as we can see around the world. They're not saved, all of them. They all have different alterating lifestyles that we don't agree with, that the Bible speaks against. But he's looking for strength in his children that is not looking and judging by what they see. For man look at the outward appearance, but God look at the heart. He said to judge not, so that we won't be judged. Saints, we're going to have people come in that have lived and are living a transgendered lifestyle, that are not looking like they were born, but there's nothing they can do to go back, but they've accepted God to come in. Who are we to judge them and say they're not going to make it in? For all we know, we can be like the rich man looking up from the hell, because we thought we were doing the right thing, and they be the one in and we're not. Be mindful of the words you speak, the places you go, the people you see, and the things you do. We all got to learn and grow, and we've made mistakes. Forgive yourself for those mistakes and move forward and learn from them. But allow God to lead you and guide you without knowing the outcome. Amen. God bless you, and may God's strength and power be with you on this hour and this time, for we need it, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Have a blessed night.